Zechariah. Chapter 1. In the 8th month. Heshvan, October-November. In the 2nd year of Darius. 3605 AH, 437 BC, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Zechariah. Jehovah has remembered the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, The Lord Jehovah has been greatly displeased with your forefathers. Therefore say to them, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes says. Turn to me, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. And I will turn to you, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. Do not be as your forefathers, to whom the former prophets have cried, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes says. Turn now from your evil ways, and from your evil deeds, but they did not hear, nor listen to me, says the Lord Jehovah. Your forefathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my laws, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not take hold of your forefathers? And they answered and said, The Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, has dealt with us just as he thought to do to us, according to our ways, and according to our deeds. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Sabbath, January-February, in the 2nd year of Darius, 3605 AH, 437 BC, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, I saw by night, and a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the valley. And behind him there were red horses, gray speckled, and white. Then I said, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what these are. And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are those whom the Lord Jehovah has sent to walk back and forth through the earth. And they spoke to the angel of the Lord Jehovah, who stood among the myrtle trees, and said, We have walked to and fro through the earth, and, indeed, all the earth sits still, and is at rest. Then the angel of the Lord Jehovah answered and said, O Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which you have had indignation these 70 years? And the Lord Jehovah answered the angel who talked with me with good words and comfortable words. So the angel who communed with me said to me, Cry, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes says. I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. And I am very greatly displeased with the heathen, ungodly nations, who are at ease, because I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says, I have returned to Jerusalem with mercies, my house, temple, shall be built in it, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, and a measuring line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry again, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. My cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. And the Lord Jehovah shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Then I lifted up my eyes, and saw, and look, four horns, kings. And I said to the angel who talked with me, What are these? And he answered me, These are the horns, kings, who have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And the Lord Jehovah showed me four carpenters. Then I said, What did these come to do? And he spoke, saying, These are the horns, kings, who have scattered Judah, so that no man lifted up his head, but these have come to fight them, to cast out the horns, kings, of the Gentiles, non-Jews, nations, who lifted up their horn, king, over the land of Judah to scatter it.